if you saw Jerome Embiid score 70. Cat had 60.
70?
Yeah. Jerome had a 70 today.
Yeah, 70. That is crazy. Hump day. We are back. We are back. It's your man. It's your boy. It's a player commentator. I have it to you right now. We got so much on the sports slate that we got to go through. Man, I got the yak with me. I got the little vape with me. We're about to have a fun time, y'all. But here's this first. Look into association first, man. 70 of them things for Joel Embiid. 70. Where's my 71? That wasn't for him. That was for a different reason. But that was just it. 70 of them things for Joel Embiid for the big fellow. If this is not an MVP performance, I don't know what is. Let's be clear. If he doesn't win MVP this year, then what else does he have to do? We gave Joker the last two, right? Giannis got two, right? If I'm not mistaken. At this point, let's give the big fella another one. You know what I'm saying? So, Joel got 70, right? Cat got 62, 44 at the half. Then I seen that it was like some shit with Cat where he went crazy at half. He had 44 at half, or 40 at half. And then in the second half, he went 2 for 10 or some shit like that. Some shit crazy, like crazy shots like that, where he was like putting his team in a bad position by shooting, and they lost the lead. So then he was benched. Really? And I was like, that's crazy to me. Like, yo, he had 62, but like that second half he went for volume. You know what I'm saying? Then KD had 46, which is, you know, not pedestrian, but it's not 50 or 60. Okay. JT goes for 39. Those are more normal, not off the scale outbursts, but not for nothing. On the anniversary of Kobe scoring 81, you see the Mamba in the background. Off of him scoring 81, the anniversary of that. They all channel their inner score energy, and I feel like that's crazy. How is that? Like, I don't believe in coincidences, you know what I mean? So it's like, how did that come about? Like, did the league know this and just do and say, fuck it, everybody going to the line today, we're gonna fill up, everybody gonna have big scoring portions, you know what I mean? I don't know, but like, it's crazy that all this big scoring outburst from multiple different players. You know what I mean? And most of the part, bigger guys. You know what I mean? That's just the evolution of today's game, as KD was saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, big guys go crazy. You know what I mean? They get the all type of – they got the scoring outburst. They can do whatever they want. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Joel definitely front runner for MVP for sure. You know what I mean? Sixers doing their thing. But let's get to this. Get to some of the deadlines, man. The deadline with NBA is February 8th. You know what I mean? So that's coming up shortly. You know what I mean? And a couple teams could do, you know, try to make some moves. You feel me? Like, for instance, Charlotte gets rid of Scary Terry Rozier, trades him to Miami for Kyle Lowry. Now, I like the deal both ways. I feel like Charlotte they just got new ownership. MJ just sold part of his stake for the team. So they got new ownership over there. And this is their first rebuild in a sense. You know what I mean? They got the young star in LaMelo, and they got what's his name? Brandon Miller. You know what I mean? So they got a young tandem already, feel me? So this is their first build really as an organization, front office, brain trust, you know, powers that be, right? So I feel like they're in a dumping situation, you know what I mean? So they get rid of Terry Rozier, contract, all that, whatever, he's gone, right? And now I feel like players like Gordon Hayward, Miles Bridges, PJ Washington are also trade pieces. You know what I mean? Y'all see Miles Bridges going back and playing with the Pistons? What? That might be a little, I don't know. But situations like that, you know what I mean? Like going, hey, we're going to a maybe a contender or something like that, maybe going to the Bucks or something. You know what I mean? He's a Midwest guy, you know what I mean? Central kind of guy. I mean, you know, team, you got people saying names like Malcolm Brogdon, which is a veteran guard, you know, DeJounte Murray, Kyle Kuzma from the Wizards. A lot of things are going off saying that, you know, these trades are going to happen before the deadline. Like I said before, that was which is February 8th. Also, my thing is, too, is what's going on with – oh, but back to Charlotte, to Terry Rozier, and my points on that is Miami wins that deal because they get Scary Terry, explosive guard, adds to their dynamic now and the heat way. I think, like, they get players that continue to fit their DNA. You know what I mean? And that's just great because I feel like the godfather of basketball, Pat Riley, is cooking up something. You know what I mean? And he knows what he's doing. He knows how he his eye for basketball is very acute. And I feel like he knows a baller when he sees one, right? Throughout his experience, throughout his 10-year in the league, right? So he knows what he's doing. But you get Kyle Lowry gone, okay, you lose a little bit of veteran leadership, whatever, but you get more of the scoring, explosiveness, capability, athleticism, somebody that should be in the prime of their career in Terry Rozier, right? He's 27, 28, right? If I'm not mistaken, he's under 30. You guys can check for me. But, you know what I mean? Like, he's should be more, he's a younger deal, okay? So, but Charlotte gets a veteran guard. You know what I mean? With LaMelo being inactive or active, you get a nice veteran guard. And it's a bridge player, another player for LaMelo to learn from. You know what I mean? It helps see the game from. I think this is all a maturation process for LaMelo. And I think this is just another mentor, you know? So, but a couple other teams, like a couple. These are the some of the other ones that went by that I'm interested in. I named some couple names. You know, I mean, it's interesting to see what, because Miami, this is a deal for Miami to help them get a little bit better. And you saw that the Knicks did the deal for OG. We covered on last episode that, you know, that's the Knicks trying to get better. But I feel like this is all an attempt to catch up with Milwaukee and Boston. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what else? Okay, the 76ers just did this. But can they beat Milwaukee or Boston? Current team in a 7-game series? I don't know. They might need to do something. So that's that February 8th date is highly, highly important. And I feel like teams got to make, especially in the Eastern Conference, we got to make a couple more. You know, your scouting team better be on it because we got to make a couple more deals in order to keep up with. First of all, Porzingis is healthy playing on the Celtics. You know what I'm saying? Let's just get that clear. Porzingis is healthy. You got Porzingis, Tatum, Jay Holiday, Drew Holiday, and Porzingis. Not to mention, you got all their bench and the way they coach. Sometimes the coach is a little, you know, we go a couple games, he's made some bad decisions, like every other coach. But for the most part, he's an all right coach. You know what I mean? So their team has a dynamic force in the Eastern Conference. Then Milwaukee is the juggernaut. You know what I mean? Slugging teams by 40 a half and doing all types of wild shit. Dame going for 40. Giannis going for 30. Milton going for 20-something. It's looking crazy over there. So if Milwaukee doesn't win, I'm going to be highly upset, right? Even though I'm a Knicks fan. I think the Knicks are going to go as far as the Eastern Conference Finals. I think that's what it is. For me personally, which I'll take. But I feel like Giannis and them is just too much for Randall and all. Yeah. But I like what the Knicks are doing for sure. But yeah, so back to big name splash moves, right? For the before the deadline. I feel like Spicy P Pause. That's crazy. But Pascal Siakam from the Raptors. Like I said before, I would continue to cover this because I feel like this is likely to happen. I don't know what's, you know, I don't want to regurgitate the same talking points, but for the most part, it, like I said, young core, he's aging, he's playing good ball, he has his trade value is pretty high. What do you get for him? What's the deals looking like? I'm interested to see what's going on. And then another name is D'Angelo Russell. You know, he seems disjointed from the games. He goes off for like 30, 35 points. He don't even look like he can. 35 points and a win? You're not even a little chipper? You know what I mean? They talking about, who would have thought I would have ever threw a bounce pass to LeBron James? Super appreciative. So what's happening? Are you way out, D'Lo? But the commentator got to come check you. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm asking. You know, so, what is the situation in LA? Because their name is always the new, everybody that's out there, their name is interested in all these people. You know what I mean? Like, the Lakers need pieces. They're not a playoff contention right now. They need pieces. And it's sad to see because I don't know how they're not. Yes, the West is pretty stout, but it's like, come on. Y'all not an eighth or ninth seed? It's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. You know what I mean? So we're going to figure out what's going on there. And then, you know, with February coming up is the All-Star Draft. So we're going to be doing a little bit of that, seeing who, you know, we'll see what guests on the show we can get there for that one. But, you know, we want to see the guests, you know, we want to do some drafting, some all-star drafting myself. You know what I mean? You know, I usually, Coach Lowe's usually definitely come through with the squid. All right. What else was I going to say? Oh, in other news, it looks like Porter Jr. from Houston agreed with a plea deal it looks like it's a domestic case. I'm just seeing what the reports say. So I don't know, man. That's looking a little shaky for him. I'm a little worried about that. Also looks like Tristan Thompson is suspended 25 games without pay due to testing for some kind of hormone. I mean, sometimes, you know, people don't know what they're taking. The doctors say, yeah, it's good for you. You can pass a drug test, it's legal, and then they shoot you up with it. And, you know, and I feel like it's always in attempts of recovery, not actually for the edge. You know, sometimes it is to get stronger, for sure. But I think for the most part, people take any kind of hormone for recovery. That's really what it is. They want their body to respond and heal faster. It's not about, you know, the bigger output. Sometimes it is, but I feel like it's really recovery. And also, too, that's why. It's why, because you have all these bannements, because it's for this stuff they're trying to do. Ah, good yak. Good yak. Good yak. What was I gonna say? All right, so now moving on to let's take it to the land of soccer real quick. Nah, the Chelsea. Okay. So in a land of world's greatest sport, world's biggest sport, football, right? AFCON going on. I know the Asian Cup's going on. I know. And there's some teams that's some highly stout out there. But I really want to focus on the AFCON, because the AFCON is not going to be covered like the Asian Cup is going to be covered. People are going to cover that Asian Cup. AFCON, nobody covers that shit. And me being who I am, trying to put on from our people, you know what I'm saying? Got to put on AFCON. So 16 teams qualified for the knockout, right? The knockout stage, last 16, right? you know, it's a lot of good teams. Nigeria being one of the favorites. Osimhen and them boys over there. Egypt with Mo Salah. You know, Morocco just coming off that World Cup run. Hakimi and Bono. I mean, and they wild. Cameroon with Onana. You know what I mean? What else? Who else? Senegal, right? Senegal's my pick. Honestly, I think they're the strongest side. Obviously, from being retaining, defending, champions, AFCON champions. I feel like, you know, they're gonna take it again. I could see Nigeria in the final with Senegal. That would be box office. That would be real box office for sure. What else would be fire? Oh, so listen to this. Boom. Ghana got rid of their coach because my man, it was expected. Ghana's a strong side. They had a great World Cup too, right? Ghana get out. Don't even get out the round. Don't even get out the grouping. Get rid of their coach. You know what I mean? And I feel like sometimes when you're making these coaches, like, it's, you want to get the best coach, but you want to get somebody that can connect with the players and get the most out of the players. You know what I mean? And sometimes I feel like people either they have the right tactics and can't connect with the players, or they connect with the players but don't have the right tactics. You don't really see teams that get the mesh of both. You know what I mean? So that's terrible to hear. But yeah, we got Senegal winning the whole thing. I want really box office. I want to see Nigeria versus Senegal in an AFCON final. That will be out of this world. It looks like Ronaldo being hurt, Cristiano Ronaldo being hurt, looks like they're gonna cancel the game between his team and Messi's team with the MLS tour with Inter Miami. He's box office. That's the only reason why we're here. You know what I mean? So he's hurt. We're not gonna play the game, right? Why? We're gonna lose all the money anyway. So that's tragic to see, because that looks like one of the last times we'll ever see Messi Ronaldo face off in a heated one. What else we got here? I mean, we could get into Chelsea shit. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. You see the badge. Let's be clear. We know what we wanted to do. So first things first. Chelsea secure a appearance in the FA Cup. Sorry. In the League/Carabao Cup final at Wembley. As a Chelsea fan, that's huge. Our first sniff of trophies since our Champions League World Cup final winning in 2021-22. So yeah, this is the first time getting some trophies. I know I have scoffed at other people, you know, especially if y'all seen him to the show, DC. We made fun of him for winning, Man United winning the tiny cup, as the Carabao's called. We made fun of him for winning the Carabao Cup. Absolutely. And in terms of having bigger trophies, yes, that is sort of on the lower side. But nonetheless, it is another trophy. Which is same to say more than other London clubs and more than other teams in general. So the fact that we're in a final, I think that it gives us confidence in the current squad that we have now, and the fact that, like, we can make another push for top six, top eight, you know what I mean? Not really top eight, top four, top six we want, you know what I mean? That's what we really want. But I'm looking at reports that, like, since we're in the final, right, since Chelsea's in the final for the Carabao Cup, whoever they play, if we win, we get an automatic bid into the third conference, the third tier of the Europe's leagues, right? So Europe's tournaments. Europe has the Champions League, Europa, and the Europa Conference League. So if we win the Carabao Cup, we get an automatic bid to the Conference League. tournament. You know what I mean? So that'll be good. Cause now we didn't play Europe. We didn't play in Europe this year. This is the first time as a Chelsea fan that I haven't played in Europe in a while. So I'm like, we only got league games and cup games. Like, we're not, there's no Champions League, there's no Europa, no nothing. This shit is critical, y'all. It's fucking critical. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do we do? You know, but yeah, so if we win, we're in to the Conference League, right? If we lose, right, and let's say Liverpool, right, which I would hate to see because these niggas beat us the last 2-3 years in cup finals, right? They robbed us of like 2-3 trophies, and I'm sick of it. So I definitely don't want to see Liverpool. But if they go in to the final and beat us, right, and they already qualify for another European tournament, i.e. Champions League, because they're going to finish top four. So they're going to qualify for the Champions League. They're not going to want to play the Conference League. So we'll get the conference nod ahead of them because we reached the final. So it looks like we're going to play in Europe next year. Either way, as a Chelsea fan, that's exciting as hell because of what's been going on in the club so far. January window for the transfer for soccer is, I think it's the 31st. So a lot of teams made some moves. Some teams haven't made some moves. It doesn't really – nothing. No real big slashes. I think the guy from – a couple teams from Girona moved, which is pretty good because they're having a good season over there in La Liga. But, you know, nothing really too keen on it. We'll have a conference wrap-up. I mean, we'll have an episode wrapping up all the transfers at the end of the month. And we'll have DC on that for sure. But yeah, just nothing really too splash worthy. I mean, in terms of the transfers, you hear names. Of course, you see, you know, Benzema and all these Saudi guys leaving. So, I mean, actually, Henderson just went to Ajax, so that's pretty good for them. But you know, it's for that reason, why did we let Conte go? You know what I mean? If we wanted to get him back, because not for nothing, we could just have him back and he could just play. I mean, I know that's pretty simple to say, but who wouldn't love N'Golo Kanté? Even as a sub, you know what I mean? As a veteran guy, just bridging the guy, just having him around is one of the best things. Definitely not at 300 pounds per week. 100,000 pounds. Yeah. Not that much. No, we don't want him at that much. But yeah. On to the haymaker of them all. The NFL. And the NFL championship games. Conference championship games. These are the biggest moments in the game. Legacy. Excellence, you know what I mean? Reputation, bragging rights, excuse me, a berth at the Super Bowl. What are we doing? Who wins? Who does their thing? We got two number one seeds. Two number three seats. What happens? You know what I'm saying? San Fran at home versus Detroit. Ravens. Baltimore at home versus Kansas City. These matchups are intense. Let's just start off with the with Detroit and San Fran, right? Because I feel like that's the more start off there, right? The one with less bias. Detroit and San Fran. My initial take is, does Detroit have enough offensively? Which is a fair question, I believe. You know what I'm saying? Does Detroit have a chance offensively? San Fran defense balling. Dre Greenlaw, all them boys, they're balling. You know what I'm saying? They're absolutely cooking out there. So, Fred Warner, Dre Ball. Yeah, they're going crazy. So my thing is that, like, what are the chances? What is Detroit's chances? You know what I'm saying? Does the pressure get, does their front four and front seven get to Purdy and disrupt them? Because I don't think that Detroit's defense, not even their defense, their secondary can keep up with San Fran's skills. Wide receiver core, George Kittle and them. I don't think that Detroit's defense can keep up with them. They've been playing good, but I don't think they can keep up with them. You know what I'm saying? So what it tells me is that Detroit, while tough, San Fran has a better defense. San Fran has a better offense. And Detroit's away. So what chance did Detroit have? What chance does Detroit have? We don't know. We do not know. We know they're good at play action plays. We're good at running the ball. They scratch and survive to get to this point. Kudos to them. For real. 30 years in the making. Detroit, y'all did it. But, like, what chance do they have? They have an any given Sunday chance, and that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying they're going to get creamed by them. I'm not saying, but it's hard to go against the 49ers on paper. Especially when you look at the matchups, they're like, Don't get me wrong. One of the key matchups that's in the game is actually Detroit's offense versus the 49ers defensive line. That's really one of the matchups. You know what I mean? Poe Sewell and all of them versus Bosa and Chase Young. Come on now. That's really the battle right there. But we have to go through it and see what unit versus what unit is the key factor for victory. And it's looking like most of them lean towards the 49ers. Am I wrong in saying that? Am I? I don't know. But, like, I don't know, man. Like, Detroit, they're tough, you know. Defense is great. Can the secondary keep up? Can it? They're tough, you know, and they have a fighter's chance. They're gonna take a kneecap, they're gonna take a chunk out of you, and they're gonna do whatever they need to do, as DCS says, right? But do they have enough? Is the question. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's clear. It's clear. Until they have enough. Now, moving on to the heavyweight. The headliner of the show, if you will. The Rock'em Sock'em robot fight. The thriller in Manila. The motherfucking showdown at the hoedown. I don't know if that's even a thing, but we're going to make it a thing. You know what I'm saying? And this one. Kansas City at Baltimore. Yeah, I know I'm a Ravens boy too. So this one is going to be a motherfucking fight. A slobber knocker, if you will. A joust, if you will. The motherfucking boy. Thrill, y'all talk about, y'all want to talk about game of the year, game of the fucking decade for me. Game of the decade for me. You know what I'm saying? This one right here, first of all, the world couldn't even, they can't even take them playing every year. You know what I'm saying? Okay, the Chiefs play the Bills all the time in matchups and yada, 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 because of playoffs, whatever. So we've seen them play three times. We know that, we know the Chiefs have the Bills number. But the Ravens versus Chiefs? Last matchup, Lamar and them got them boys. You know what I'm saying? And this one is a more entertaining matchup than Detroit San Fran. Detroit San Fran should have went earlier, because that's going to me, that could be a two touchdown win for Detroit for San Fran. You know what I'm saying? I see a 35-17 or 48-21-24 type shit for that game. But this one, Baltimore, Kansas City? Nah, that one should have been later. That's the heavyweighter. Unless Baltimore goes crazy. Crazy. And let's not forget. Lamar is doing some Joe Flacco shit. He's doing some Joe Flacco shit. Not even a hint of a turnover. I don't want to jinx it, but not even a hint of a turnover. Okay, yeah, he threw the ball 22 times for 100-some yards. Okay. Two passing touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns. One single player went for 252 yards and four touchdowns by himself. Excuse me. Yes, he threw it to people, but it's his output. He threw it. You know what I mean? So it's like, what are we saying? What are the doubters saying anymore about Lamar? Is he not the MVP? And this is actually even more studded. These two MVPs going at it. This is going to be the prime of quarterback play. The prime of quarterback play. Who's got a better defense in this game? Obviously the Ravens. It's not even close. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be a shame if I would ever say anything else but the Ravens. Number one scoring defense, number one in all categories. Historical defense Pat Mahomes is going against. Can we say this is the best defense he's ever won against? Might have. With his not as, you know, intimidating offensive weapons. Don't get me wrong. Sidney Rice and Mecole Hardman and Travis Kelce are pros. You know, exceptionally well at what they do. But let's be clear about that Baltimore defense. You know what I'm saying? Let's be very clear. You know? So, quarterback play. This season is, I think it's been damn near even. Not even damn near even. I'm sorry. Lamar's been better. But in terms of talent and play skill set, damn near even. Lamar has been playing better, yes. But skill set, they both did and do the same things. You know what I mean? So, you know, this one's going to be one of the ones. Best chances, I do not know, man. I'm obviously going with the Ravens, home team. They're at home. I've been to the bank this season. It gets rowdy. It gets loud. It's a vibe there. And I pray to the football gods that we come out with this victory. But it's going to be one of the hardest ones I've ever seen in my life, because Mahomes and them boys do not play. They do not play at all. Mahomes do not want to lose. And it's going to take some real godly shit for this nigga not to lose, especially in an AFC championship game, because I feel like he's been in the Super Bowl the first 6 years of his career. Was it playoff? It's something like that. He's been in the AFC championship, yes, every year of his career, as his years as a starter. He's been a starter for 6 years. He's been in 6 AFC championships. So that's a little bit alarming when you're looking at it. You know what I mean? But I just have faith in Lamar and Harbaugh and the defense taking us home, because I feel like Roquan and them boys are going to be locked in if they ever have. You know what I mean? I feel like this defense and this team is fate. It's fate to win the championship, because it's like they've been dominant all year, and it's been like even if they haven't been dominant, they figure out a way to quickly get dominant again. You know what I mean? And I feel like that is unprecedented. You know what I mean? That is what champions do. It's like, okay, we're not winning the usual way. We have to find a new way to win. Oh, let's do this. Bong. They do it. You know what I mean? And that defense is giving you extra chance after chance after chance after chance after chance. So it's like the offense gets more chance to score. So our offense really have margin forever. So you're really at the mercy of the offense, because if the defense does what they need to do, then the offense will get more opportunities, more possessions, and they're going to put up crazy numbers. If they don't, then you get stuck in the game. But you saw what happened with Houston the first half. They wasn't producing. They had one touchdown the first half, and they wasn't getting, you know, converting the third downs and moving the chains, right? Second half, they dialed in. What happened? Offensive fucking explosion. You know what I mean? So it's like, and defense did what they did the whole game. Not let up a touchdown. Let up a one on defensive, on special teams, but is that really the starting defense? No. You know what I mean? So the defense really pitched the shutout. Really. Okay, rookie quarterback. Okay, but look what he did to the other teams. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to hear any of that. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, we excited to see what's going on. We're gonna definitely cover it. Appreciate y'all coming back, man. Hump Day Highlights. We out.